Well, Senator Fraser Anning pulled no punches in his maiden speech to Parliament last night.
And while all Muslims are not terrorists, certainly all terrorists these days are Muslims. So why would anyone want to bring more of them here?
Not only was the speech blatantly racist, but it included the phrase, "the final solution," forever linking in people's minds to the Holocaust. It's left many Australians wondering how racism has become so shamelessly part of the national conversation. Should we blame social media? The Wire's Rowan Neagle reports.
In one short week, we had the appearance of a neo-Nazi, Blair Cottrell, on Sky News. And now we have a senator, Fraser Anning, advocating for a white Australia. It really makes you wonder, has racism become proudly mainstream? And what could have been the cause? So I spoke with Dr. Sal Humphreys from the University of Adelaide about whether we should blame the new media landscape for the rise of outspoken racism.
The internet is not as well regulated as former media outlets that we had, and so we do see this diversity of opinions being voiced online, some of which are really objectionable racist opinions, and they get a lot more airspace than they previously did. I think one of the things that you need to think about today, particularly in considering Fraser Anning, this was not a social media event, this was an event in the Australian Parliament reported on by the mainstream media. So whether social media has anything to do with the rise of Fraser Anning and his ilk, I'm not sure. I grew up in Queensland in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and, you know, regional Queensland has always produced racist politicians. So has anything changed? I'm not sure that it has. You know, there's a long tradition there of racism having some legitimacy in some areas of rural Queensland. So it's easy to point the finger at social media and go, oh, look, everybody's sort of floating around in these filter bubbles where they never hear any alternative opinion. And so, you know, they're kind of brainwashed into being racist themselves. And I just think, oh, really, did it all come from the social media sphere? Or, you know, was there already a culture of racism there that's now been given some sort of renewed legitimacy through social media?
Media lecturer from the University of Adelaide, Dr. Sal Humphreys. Dr. Axel Bruins agrees it is too easy to blame the new media tools in the rise of the extreme viewpoints of racism.
I think just blaming social media for the rise of racism, the rise of extremism, really around the world and particularly in Western nations in the last few years, I think that's too simplistic, and that really just blames technology. And it's essentially a moral panic. This has got a very long history that new forms of communication technology always get blamed for all society's ills. But really what they do is simply amplify the problems that exist already, and they provide a new platform for these problems to be expressed, and often expressed with less sanction than in existing environments. So ultimately, it's not that social media, that Facebook or Twitter make us all more racist or more extremist. The problem is that this racism, this extremism has existed for some time and is now able to break through because it's easier for these people to actually find each other and to network and to coordinate their actions.
When it comes to Fraser Anning's speech from yesterday, do you think that is more of like a dog whistling attempt, like a call out to these types of groups?
Oh, look, I think this is part of a longer term trend. And one thing that we do see with extremist politicians like Fraser Anning is that they use the available platforms that are available to them very effectively to do two things. One is to speak to their own supporters and to get the message out. And obviously the speech that he's made in Parliament will be replayed and shared via mainstream media as much as via social media very significantly over the next week or two. This is the first thing he's achieved. This will circulate. It will continue to circulate. And, of course, there will be videos. There will be audio that circulates via online media for a much longer period of time still. So that's the one thing. The other thing that he's been able to do is to create this very significant response, really right across mainstream politics and right across mainstream society. And the visibility of that response, the strength of that response, unfortunately also ends up emboldening his supporters because it shows them how much mainstream Australia actually stands against this kind of racism, against this kind of extremism, and it will just show that everyone else is against us. So we must hang together even more strongly. We must coordinate and cooperate even more strongly in order to get our message out.
Dr. Axel Bruins, professor in the Creative Industries Faculty at the Queensland University of Technology. He was speaking to Rowan Neagle about racism and social media.